Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
How's it going over there?
Good.
Good.
It's funny.
What, that we're sharing which parts of our body ache this morning? And none of it has to do with the ice.
Where's the pain?
In my butt. Where's your pain?
In my butt. Two pains in the butt.
Two pains in the butt.
The Morning Scramble. Two pain in the butts.
Yesterday was workout day, and we did a lot of, like, core work and a lot of squats.
Ooh.
Squats with the rubber band around your legs. You ever done those before?
No.
No fun.
With a rubber band?
Yeah.
With a human rubber band?
A resistance band.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I'm holding, I don't know, 40 pounds. I did that 30 times.
Does she hate you or what?
I think she's still mad at me for something I said like a year ago.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
But I can feel it this morning.
She's holding on to some things.
Yes. What's your pain in your butt?
Ah, sciatica. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's getting firing up again.
I think my bed's too soft and I don't want.
Can I just notice something?
What?
You're holding the left side of your body.
Yeah.
My sciatica hurts on my right side of the body.
Yeah.
Does it radiate to both cheeks?
No.
It doesn't? Am I holding something else?
We're two different people, Eric.
But the body, the things inside our skin are probably identical-ish, right? Like the spine's in the same spot and your hips are in the same spot and your ball joints.
Yeah.
So wouldn't the nerves be going to the same zones?
Yeah, but it's like, you know. Yeah. There's two.
That's
two
what
sides.
I'm asking. Yeah. Is it parallel? I guess, yeah.
Yeah, 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 oh, okay. Yeah.
Why is it your left and my right?
Because we're two different people, Eric.
More clearly. I just find that interesting.
Like, why did you break your left arm and I broke my right arm?
But it's because we're mirror images of each other. Every morning we look at each other for 4 hours.
We should have broken the same
arm. It's like we're looking in a mirror, even though it's opposite, but it's the same, right?
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy,
That's crazy, man.
So crazy.
I just like that we both like, my butt hurts.
At the same time?
The Morning Scramble.
And I don't know what to do to make that go away. I know she'll tell me, foam roll it. The answer to everything with her is foam roll it.
Foam roll it?
Yeah. You foam roll it. Mm. Yeah, do you have a foam roller?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Well, foam roll it.
Foam roll it.
That's the answer to everything. Foam roll it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I just don't.
It's basically like I'm a big ball of dough and I need to be flattened.
Yeah, I'm a human, okay?
No, but if cookies come out the end, I'm happy.
Hey.
Some air cookies?
You know what?
Foam roll it.
How about cookies? How about instead of foam rolling it, we just do the cookie thing?
That's good.
Cookies.
Just skip ahead.
Let's skip ahead to cookies.
Well, we'll see how our sciaticas and pains in the butt are doing in 4 hours.
We'll see. We will see. And we're getting ready for the big game on Sunday. There are a lot of weird requirements. I saw this girl did this little TikTok video breakdown of the requirements of the city.
Well, let's get in the mode here. Okay.
Break it down.
You mean like, if Chicago ever wanted to host the Super Bowl, they have to meet some criteria.
Yeah, you can't just like, Cedar Rapids can't just say, hey, we want to do it and do it.
It's more than just writing a big check?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah. You have to have certain things. You have to have things like bowling alleys.
That's a requirement of the NFL is you have to have bowling alleys?
Apparently, two top tier bowling alleys.
Okay.
Available in the city.
All right.
I don't know if it's like, well, we.
I guess there's a lot of downtime, right?
Yes. Yes.
So you need to what do you want to do? Let's go bowling.
We have to have some sort of entertainment. We have to have bowling available.
Okay. So then I have to guess movie theaters is on that list.
Not on the list, but golf is.
That tracks.
Two bowling alleys, three golf courses.
Okay.
Top tier. Golf course.
By the way, do these places have to provide free play or can they charge?
That she did not say.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Ooh, free play would be nice.
I mean, because right now, everything you're listing, if you count Cedar Rapids and Iowa City together, so far we're good.
If we did it all as one, let's go in on
North
it together.
North Liberty just opened like two bowling alleys, didn't they?
Let's all go in on it together.
Okay.
Now, they did stipulate free apartment housing to NFL staff a month. At least a month before the game.
Nubo's building them all the time. All right, so far so good.
We can make it free. We can make it free.
All right.
35,000 free parking spaces around the stadium.
Okay, now this would depend on where the game would be held.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. 35,000?
Yeah.
What if the venue only holds 60?
I know.
Half of it is going to go to staff?
Half of it is just the NFL staff?
Because I'm like, ah, sweet, we could use Kinnick. No, we can't. Nope.
Staff and the players and the... That's just to get
the players don't even live there. Why are they driving?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Shouldn't they be on a bus or something?
Yes.
I don't know. Plus, you have to provide for the NFL 20 free billboards around the city to promote the game. Just talking about the game.
I could get that.
That's advertising, yeah. Right? Yeah. Just like people are going to forget the fact that your city is hosting.
And that one is like, hey, look what we're doing. It's clearly not to sell tickets.
No.
Because your average person's not just going to go, you know what? If I can get a parking space, I'm going to go to that game today.
I feel like it's really unnecessary, though.
It's overkill. But again, it's the NFL.
It's true. It's true.
Are both bowling alleys also overkill?
Oh, totally. And don't you think that those bowling alleys are going to be like, we are the bowling alleys?
They'll ride that magic carpet for a couple of years, right?
Oh, absolutely.
The official bowling alley of Licks.
Yes.
5 years from now, they'll still advertise it that way.
The official bowling alley of Licks.
Well, I had some optimism that maybe Iowa could get this thing, but now I'm starting to feel like NFL's bullying people. Like
totally.
They're pushing the town around.
And for no reason, the hotel that hosts the team has to agree to televise the NFL Network for a year.
Well, it's business.
That's just business. That's just business, baby.
Because most hotels don't carry the NFL Network on their package.
Exactly.
Wow.
So
you know what you also have not said anything about is like the number of hotel rooms for people.
Oh.
Like that's got to be part of the list too.
They don't care about that.
It's just bowling alleys, golf courses, and carry our TV show.
What about my stay, right?
Our stuff.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Tell me about last night first, and then I'll tell you why I'm excited for that.
Oh, okay, great.
Deal?
Yeah, deal. Okay. This week is just, I'm a step behind, I feel like.
Anytime you come back from vacation, you guys took 5 days?
Yeah.
Right? You've got laundry, mail. You still have kids.
Yeah.
Like you just.
Hey, we had last
didn't
night.
Didn't you have a performance you had to go do 2 nights ago or something?
A concert last night that like both kids were a part of. So then, that kind of went out the window too. And I'm like, I just keep playing catch up here. And so last night having the weather and like nobody had anything was really nice. Except we did have to roll up our sleeves and get down to business. Cora's cookie business. Because cookies came in while we were gone. So luckily, our troop leader was able to drop off all of our stuff while we were gone. And we had to do some organizing and get everybody's orders ready. So Cora and I got down to business. And Eric, this is the first time I have ever... We had cases of cookies, and then we have to organize who got what.
Did you make her do most of that work?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she has to write out each person's name on the bag and then fill the order. And this is the first time it has ever worked out perfectly.
Yay!
We got every order filled correctly.
That's a great milestone.
It feels great. We're getting it down.
Well, let me thank you for getting my order all correct, all four boxes.
Oh! Are
you
happy?
You need to see them again, but I just want to hold them.
You're happy
close
with
to
your
my
cookies?
Heart. We got some lemon ups. I got some. Shanna doesn't like coconut, so these are all for me.
Those are all your Samoas.
And not one, because one's going right in the freezer. Two boxes of Thin Mints.
It's a wise way to do it.
The frozen Thin Mint. Can I come ice cream like right in the heart of July?
Yeah.
Get out some just New York vanilla. Couple of these, put them in, you're going to love yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to love me first that I said it. I also want to say thank you because Shannon's out of town. And you know how it goes when you're just kind of bachelor cooking. Whatever I see, I make into a dinner. So dinner.
You're having cookies for dinner?
I think I'm having cookies for dinner.
Eric!
What?
You can't have cookies for dinner.
Why not? I'm an adult.
Yes, I can.
I have access to them. And they're cookies! Yum! Yum! Yum!
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Today's the day. It is decision day for the Cedar Rapids Casino as Des Moines turns. The five-member panel of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission will consider a request for a gambling license for a casino in Cedar Rapids at their meeting today in Altoona. Now, remember, they voted against Cedar Rapids in 2014 and 2017. I did some investigation. This is a brand new commission. All five have voted on this issue before.
Okay.
And then I debated getting into, like, their political affiliation.
Who's this?
Or where they live or what they do professionally. I don't think that's in the best interest because this entire 2 weeks has just been speculation anyway.
That's right.
So we just now have to wait.
Eric, there's been so many twists and turns that you didn't even see coming.
It did turn into a true soap opera.
It did.
If you would have asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have believed the moratorium would have passed because everything was moving like a freight train.
You keep saying, I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming. Who's that person under all those bandages at the hospital? Oh my God, it's my crazy uncle who's been dead for 40 years.
Oh my God, a new character.
And he's got a twin?
What?
That is As Des Moines Turns with the Morning Scramble. A Marion fourth grader is nominated for a nationwide art contest.
Wow.
The Marion Independent School District says Sawyer, no last name, so we will call him Sawyer Picasso.
Okay.
Goes to school at Francis Marion Intermediate, and he's a finalist for Artsonia's Artist of the Week. And your next question is, what is Artsonia?
Yeah.
Think of it's a website. It's the world's largest refrigerator with unlimited magnets.
Okay.
It's just a place where parents and teachers can post kids' artwork, but it's juried every week, and every week there's a voting contest. And his picture, which if anybody would like to invest, it is two snowmen playing football, it's a painting, on a blue football field set against green rolling hills, snow-capped mountains, a midnight sky, and a glowing moon with little flecks of white because there's this tiny little snow shower developing. It's beautiful.
That's so cute.
Yes, he's competing in the fourth and fifth grade category this week. So congratulations and good luck to Sawyer Picasso. You got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Wait, the exciting conclusion to As Des Moines Turns.
We have a special breaking episode of As Des Moines Turns.
Cedar Rapids Casino gets the green light from the state. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission has said yes.
By a vote of 4-1.
4-1.
I legit thought the meeting was later today. I didn't know it was this morning.
It was this morning.
I would have been prepared. I was not. We had people knocking on the door. I just kind of randomly found it because I was looking at school delays.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they got it 4-1. Hey, hey, way to go.
Oh, it's over.
All right. Well, there's your exciting conclusion to As Des Moines Turns, green lights from the Racing and Gaming Commission for Cedar Rapids and a casino.
Back to Sleaze. Well, we've got a baby.
No.
Surprise, baby.
Really?
Really, truly, can you believe it? Giselle Bündchen is a mom again. But that's about all we know. No word on when she actually gave birth or what the sex of the baby is. We just know that she is the mom and her boyfriend, Joaquin Valente, the judo instructor,
yes,
is the dad. That's all we know. She's got two other kids, by the way, 15-year-old son Benjamin and 12-year-old daughter Vivian with her ex Tom Brady, of course. Congratulations, Giselle and Joaquin. This has got to be so weird for Tom, who's getting ready for the big game.
I'm sure he's so happy for them.
I'm sure he's so so happy. I don't think he'll talk about it on air on Sunday.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. However, he was asked, who's he rooting for on Sunday?
He didn't answer that.
He did.
He did?
He did. And you would think as an announcer, he would stay.
You have to be impartial.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally stay out of it. However, Tom Brady said he would not mind seeing the Chiefs win because it would be nice to see someone else get all the hate instead of him.
I don't know if you're getting hate, though, for your Patriot days still, right? I think it's because, like, you went down to Tampa Bay, you won there, and then you didn't, like, leave the game fast enough. And then you let your wife have a baby with another guy.
Tom, it's because you're Tom Brady.
I think it's because it's you, Tom.
It's not because of the Patriots. No. It's because it's you.
I do find it interesting, though. He has come out publicly. Not that he's picking a winner, but he's like, it'd be nice for this guy if they won.
Yeah. Right. It'd be nice if the Chiefs won so that people would hate on the Chiefs and not the Patriots. He said, people always hated on us for so many years, and I don't understand it because all I did was like, we try to do things the right way. We try to go out there and compete for our job and win. And to be in this country and to not cheer for excellence is beyond me.
And that's why people don't like you.
Stuff like that,
Tom. Last sentence, Tom.
It went too far there in the end, Tom. No thanks.
You were good before Tom. That last sentence, Tom.
You were all good. You were golden, Tom. You were golden. And congratulations to Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll just got a promotion. Did really, really well.
Is he now like a jelly Danish? Is he a jelly collage?
Jelly Roll just got a job promotion on American Idol because he was a mentor on the show, but they've just expanded his role in the upcoming season. He's going to be the first ever artist in residence in Idol history.
What does that mean?
So he's going to join the show during Hollywood Week, and ABC says that he's going to work closely with the Idol hopefuls, giving them firsthand advice on how to navigate the journey.
Okay.
This is like the biggest change to the game.
Yeah.
That they've made since, like, I guess replacing Katy Perry. And
is this like when you add a cast member on a failing sitcom? Is Jelly Roll the new neighbor?
That might be it.
If you go back to Brady Bunch, is Jelly Roll Oliver?
Yeah. He's Cousin Oliver. Oh, my God. They've added Cousin Oliver. He must have done a really good job, though. Like, people genuinely connected with him. They really liked him. So they'll add Jelly Roll into the mix in some sort of capacity.
I presumed all of these shows kind of had those people anyway in the background, especially, like, wardrobe, stylist, makeup, hair. Like, they're helping you with your image.
Yeah.
But maybe, sincerely, from a business standpoint, hey, you want to do this for the rest of your life? This is what it's going to take? Like, I guess a musical life coach? Would that work?
But it's to navigate the journey, of the game, like how you're playing Idol, like how you're getting through the
competition. As long as you're fair to everybody, I guess we're okay.
I guess so. By the way, American Idol comes back after the Oscars on March 2nd. So there's going to be a little preview on that night. And then the official 23rd season premiere will air on March 9th.
23rd.
I know.
Wow.
So many idols. That's what we like to call.
What is it again?
That is what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
This is where we put on our wigs and our robes and come into our radio court of law.
Yeah, just because we like wearing wigs and robes.
Yeah, we just like playing dress up like 18th century judges.
It's fun.
It is so much fun. Bring in all of our legal books.
Don't have a lot of excuses to wear wigs and robes, so here we are.
Thursdays are the day.
Yeah.
For wigs and robes. Anytime you've got the silliest little squabble going on in your office or at home, let us know. Scramble at KZIA.com. Today's comes from a conversation, I think, last week with those girls in the afternoon.
And right after they had the conversation, Destiny emailed us and she's like, hey, we had beef. We had an issue. Can you guys help us settle this thing?
So we have this posted on the Z102.9 Facebook page. And I think on the surface, it's a no-brainer question. But I want to make sure we clearly understand all the aspects of the case. Here is the conversation as it happened on the radio with those girls in the afternoon.
There was still a redonkulous amount in the basket, but I only would have taken the bread home if I had like more shrimp Alfredo left or if he had his ravioli left and we took to-go of that. So I think it would have been a little silly to take a to-go box for the bread. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want them to sit and caught with the cheapskate, you know?
No.
So you do
it
that?
Proudly. Yes. Well, and here's the thing. Think about this next time is they can't serve that to
That's
anybody
true.
Else. You
that
know what
is,
I mean?
You're not wrong.
It was on your table. Your hands were in it, touching the other pieces that you did eat.
So it does get thrown away.
Take it home.
So because Destiny and Neighbor Man did not have any to-go boxes, they did not take the free bread home. Mm-hmm. And Taylor's arguing, who cares? It's free bread. Get a to-go box just for the bread.
Absolutely.
Is that the side you were on this morning?
I'm Team Taylor. Yes. Get that to-go box and get that free bread.
Why so?
Because, A, bread is life.
Bread is life!
Bread is life! Carbs, carbs, carbs! Am I right? The bread is probably their calling card. It's how they're known. And they made it for you. So take it. I think that Taylor's point is 100% right, too. If it's already at the table, too, they can't serve it to other people. So you might as well take it if it's already sitting at your table. They probably, and I wouldn't even stop there, if they have more in the back, they probably made it for the day. And who wants to serve day-old bread the next day? You would be doing them a solid if you took more bread for the day. What?
Nothing. I'm also laughing because your reasoning is going to be just about as logical as my reasoining.
Whatever.
Okay.
Also, you are the customer, right? You went there, you paid money, you bought a meal, and you are the customer. And if you want to take bread home, you're the customer, and you are correct. So take the bread home. Thank you for the meal, purchasing the meal and propping the drinks. And here, take some bread with you. The restaurant is like, it's like a thank you.
It's like a thank you.
The restaurant is thanking you for coming. And there you go. There's your free bread.
I would love to go to a restaurant that instead of giving you a little mint with your bill, just gave each of you a basket of bread to go.
Bread to go.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
If it's part of the business plan.
Bread's cheap, okay? Whoa, let's be real.
Bread, hold on a second,
is cheap to make.
Isn't there eggs in bread?
No.
Okay. Okay, there goes that argument. Okay, so here's why I'm on Team Destiny. So you're clearly yes, even if you don't have your own leftovers.
Yeah.
You are going home empty-handed with food, and you're just asking for a extra to-go box just for the bread.
Just for bread.
Okay, you're breaking a weird rule, which is that now looks like you're cheapskate and society's going to laugh at you on your way out. The problem is, and follow me here, most laws are made for what if the worst thing in the world will happen. And this is why this rule exists. Because somewhere, somebody's going to go to this nice restaurant and they're going to order a pop and maybe one cheap thing on the menu. They're going to finish the basket of bread and then ask for more bread and a to-go box. And at the end of the day, the restaurant is out money, right? Because the whole reason, the bread is to enhance the experience.
Yeah.
But that's because you're dropping $20 on a plate, maybe, right? If you go in for a cup of coffee and a slice of pie and ask for, somebody's going to break this rule so many times that then you and I are going to sit there and either.
Who's in for coffee, bread,
and people
pie?
Who want to steal free bread like you.
No.
Free bread stealers.
No!
Those people.
You don't go in for bread and pie.
You might. Somebody's like, I'm going to one up this restaurant. I'm going to get the cheapest thing on the menu and I'm going to ask for bread because I'm a customer and I'm always right. And they give everybody bread. They're going to throw it out in the back and I'm going to steal it and take it home.
You know what? I didn't come here for a meal. I came for pie.
And then little old me, who follows the rules, comes in. I'm like, yeah, I'd like some bread, please. Like, that's now extra because pie person over here took it home. Or we don't do that anymore because somebody kept breaking the rules. You gotta have rules for society to be society, or else we're gonna live in chaos. No free bread unless you have your own to-go box.
You bring your own?
No.
What?
No.
Okay, that's a different fight.
No, if you had leftover shrimp Alfredo, and if Neighbor Man had leftover ravioli, yeah, go ahead and put the bread in there because the container's already at the table. But if you have to ask for a special container, now your wait staff has to go back and get that and come back. Are you tipping them extra for the extra journey they're making?
Come on, Eric.
It's just silly. Stay within the boundaries. If you're already taking something to go, throw the bread in. If you have nothing to go home with you, the bread stays on the table. I rest my case.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you uptight like Eric and not taking the free bread? Or are
I'm saving all of us for more bread in the future. Trust me, it sounds wrong, but I'm saving you.
Or are you cool and carb happy like me and taking that free bread to go?
Okay, jurors, this is your shining moment. Let us know. I am technically Team Destiny here, so it is a no vote. It is not okay to get the free box for the free bread.
I'm Team Taylor. I say yes. Get that to-go box and get your bread.
Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
Hey, it's Jerry in a hurry. The free bread. Are you getting a box to go or no?
Hey, guys, it's Dawn.
Oh, hi Dawn.
That's my favorite. Hey, listen, Claire's totally right.
Woo! What in my column?
Okay.
Yes.
Wait, can I just say, bye, Dawn.
Bye, Dawn.
Thanks, Dawn. Hi, Jerry and Hurry. Free bread in the middle. Are you getting a specific box to take it home?
Yes.
Yes,
you're
you
okay
are.
With that.
Yes, you are. Thank you, juror.
Jerry and Hurry, is it okay to get a to-go box for the free bread, even if you're not taking anything else home?
I think so.
I think so, too. Yes, yes. It just makes
sense. Does that mean I can sway you over to my side?
Stay strong in your conviction, juror.
I feel like a lot of times the people at the restaurants ask you.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be like, oh,
take some
of the bread home.
I'm going to the wrong restaurants.
Would you like to take this bread home?
After I lose, will you guys take me out for a nice meal where I could have free bread?
They can't serve it
again. All right. Thank you, juror. Going 3-0 right now, Claire in the win column.
Woohoo.
Is it okay to get a to-go box for free bread even if you're taking nothing else home? Yes or no?
No, because that container costs money, too.
See? Thank you.
See?
A level-headed human. Thank you very much. I appreciate you and your phone call. Call back 6 more times and change your voice.
Now get out of here.
Back to the phones we go. Let's see where this juror is going to land. Okay, is it okay to get a to-go box for free bread if you're not taking anything else home?
I'm with Taylor on this one.
Woohoo! Yeah! Taylor. One more for me.
Ah, dang it. I forgot your name, but you're playing Taylor
today.
I'm playing the role
of Taylor.
I thought for a second I was Taylor. Dang it. Okay, hey, thanks for calling in. Is it okay to get a to-go box for free bread, even if you're taking nothing else home?
Absolutely. Take the bread.
Take the bread.
Boy, 5-1. Where's the person I wanted to fake their voice? Why aren't they calling back? Hi, Jerry in a Hurry. Is it okay to get a to-go box for free bread, even if you're taking nothing else home?
Yep or doodle.
Here, you answer this one.
Okay, jury in a hurry. Is it okay to take that free bread home?
Absolutely. And you call it free, but you paid for it. Woo! You paid for it. They factor that into the cost of the plate, and that's why it's $20 a plate.
It just
they know
makes
you're
sense.
You're going to have 2 baskets of bread. See, you paid for it.
It's nice to have a juror that's already figured it all up.
Stop.
The cost
Both
is all.
You stop.
Yes.
Stop.
Thank you, juror.
I lost. At least I got one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we rest.
I got one.
We rest.
All
Woo!
Right. Sorry, Destiny.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
New from producer Ben Betterprices, the company that brought you swimming jeans, Claire Spray, and Magic Mike's Magic Ice Melt, comes our newest absurd and incredible offer. The Morning Scramble Big Game, Big Money, Big Moment. We are offering any man, woman, child, proprietor, entrepreneur, business owner,
heck, anyone with a pulse and a checkbook,
this exclusive deal. One commercial before the big football game in New Orleans for only $4 million.
What a deal.
If you act now, we'll throw in a second ad for free. You'd be a fool to pass this up. Right, Ben?
That's right, announcer guy. Have I gone crazy? Call right now before I change my mind.
And the best part, we'll play it when you say so. You want us to interrupt a song? No problem. Want us to shut up Claire and Eric? It'd be our pleasure.
Hey! People love it when we talk!
The Morning Scramble Big Game, Big Money, Big Moment. Here's how to order.
Have your credit card ready and text 200-1029 now. You'll also need the breed of the yappy dog down the street, a notarized copy of your third grade report card, and the secret ingredient from your grandma's scotcheroo recipe. Also, include whether or not you're single, because if you have that big a limit on your credit card, you're someone Mr. Announcer wants to know a little better. You can also stuff a SpongeBob pinata with $2 bills and hang it from the middle loop on the Tree of Five Seasons. We'd also be down if you sent one of those giant checks they use at telethons. Or you can call, but there will be a 2% surcharge. We have to have some standards.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.